And what were your parents' names?
Oh, okay. My mother was Maria Klumkovich. And my father was Ivan Melnik.
Mm-hmm. And was he always involved in the Holy Ghost Parish, or were they ever part of the St. George's
Orthodox? He was a musician.
My hearing is not all that great.
Kay says that your father was a musician.
Oh, yes, he played any kind of... And also he was the cantor in the church.
The Holy Ghost Church?
The Holy Ghost Church, yeah. And what's just surprising, that last book that they wrote about the Ukrainians, and there was they mentioned a John Melnik, but nobody called my father John. It was always Yvonne, so nobody even knew that was my father, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which book was that? Is that the book that John...
The last book that somebody had written on the on the Ukrainian people.
Is that perhaps
Mr. I think David John Fr- John John Hook. Yeah.
Okay, in that one. Okay, yeah, so I'll follow that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of music he played?
The main thing is that he loved the violin. Mm-hmm. He was always sandpapering it and fixing it and polishing it, and this is what I remember most of it. Very classical music. Mm-hmm. Also, he played the clarinet. And the flute, and also, you know, the...
Piano?
Not the piano, the one of those...
Cymbala?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. He could just pick up any instrument, yeah. And the only two children in the family that took after him was my brother Stone and Joe. The two oldest boys were the ones that took after my father. But his grandchildren, Peter's children, four boys, and they ended up with an orchestra.
Together?
Yeah, when they got to be about 17 or 18 years old, they were playing well enough that people were asking them to play at the dances and weddings and stuff like that.
In the pier?
Here, in the pier,
Do we have any photos?
And one of them is a lawyer now, and he's with the family court here in Sydney. Yeah.
What is his name?
The lawyer is Steve Melnik.
I know Steve.
Yeah.
He plays the drums.
And now I was talking with him a month ago. I went to his daughter's graduation.
Yes. Yeah.
And so they had an orchestra going, and I said, I saw the guitar and that, and I said, "You're still playing your guitar?" Yeah. He says, "Yes." He said, "There's two of my pals." He says, "They're professors or whatever at the college."
That's right.
And they set up a little orchestra, and they're very busy with the orchestra everywhere.
Yeah. I live with one of those colleagues. When I come to Cape Breton, I live in the house of one of those colleagues.
Do you?
Well, you see, you know what it is. So there you were with the four grandsons all, and none of us girls took a... My sister was the only one that took piano, and then she quit after a while. Because they didn't buy her a piano. I think she wanted them to buy her a piano. They didn't buy it for her. I guess they're waiting to see if she's going to play it well enough that they would get it for her. Mm-hmm. And so she got tired of waiting because she used to go over to Keller's all the time and practice on their piano. And I wasn't interested in the music at all, which I'm sorry I didn't do the violin because I love the violin. And I went for painting. I took painting lessons at Holy Angels Convent.
Okay.